A Sabbath-Keeping Church, October 12. Truths That Stand Out. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. In the 12th chapter of Revelation is represented the great conflict between the obedient and the disobedient. The sign of obedience is the observance of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. The Sabbath is a test to this generation. In obeying the fourth commandment in spirit and truth, men will obey all the precepts of the Decalogue. To fulfill this commandment, one must love God supremely, and exercise love toward all the creatures that He has made. The time is coming when God's people will feel the hand of persecution because they keep holy the seventh day. The man of sin, who thought to change times and laws, and who has always oppressed the people of God, will cause laws to be made enforcing the observance of the first day of the week. But God's people are to stand firm for Him. Let no one yield to temptation and become less fervent in his attachment to God's law because of the contempt placed upon it, for that is the very thing that should make us pray with all our heart, and soul, and voice, "It is time for Thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void Thy law." Therefore, because of the universal contempt, I will not turn traitor when God will be most glorified and most honored by my loyalty. Shall Seventh-day Adventists relax their devotedness when all their capabilities and powers should be placed on the Lord's side, when an unflinching testimony, noble and uplifting, should come from their lips? "Therefore I love Thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." When the law of God is most derided and brought into the most contempt, then it is time for every true follower of Christ to stand unflinchingly for the faith once delivered to the saints.